Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right.
This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Here's In the Bonus with Doug Gottlieb.
What up, Doug Gottlieb? All right, we're going to get into the Russell Wilson stuff some. We talked about some of the radio show. I want to start with the Caitlin Clark thing because it kind of went viral. Both the radio segment and also a segment I had on Stadium with Jeff Goodman, where I just, I reached my peak level of frustration with this. And I understand that technically she surpassed, Pete Maravich. Okay. There has to be a way in which people can understand that we can both say she's amazing. It's changing how we view women's sports. What she's accomplished is incredible, yet not do the, oh, you know, she passed Pistol Pete Maravich. And I have talked to zero people about it in terms of like, hey, help me with ammo. Because that's what a lot of us do. I have friends who do that in the business. Like, they have a take, and they think it's profound. We call each other. We kind of flush it out. And then, you know, you'll hear that take on the radio or on TV, like, the next day or, like, 2 days later, right? I haven't done that with this one. I just, it's something that I've been feeling, and I knew there was a level of energy where people believed what I'm saying to be true, and so I went with it. But I did a little research last night, and I thought it was great. Check this out. You'll love this one. Do people know this, that in college basketball, okay, this is the basic thing that I wanted to kind of get to, which is, hey, do you realize that we don't make this argument for any other level of college sports? Right? And the greatest example is, did you know that, okay, so Division II stats don't translate to Division I, right? It's still like college basketball. The rules in Division II are the same as Division I basketball. It's not like women's basketball, the rules are different. The rules are the same. The basketball is the same. The only difference is the level of competition. Yet, no one ever talks about it. Right? No one ever compares the two. So I'll give you the best example of that I can. Okay. The all-time scoring leader. A single game. Okay, the all-time single game scoring record, okay, in college basketball. Right. Do you know who it belongs to? Okay, so when somebody says, oh, he scored more points than anybody else, right? The single game scoring leader, right? Scored more points than anybody else. Hold on real quick. was Kevin Bradshaw. Kevin Bradshaw played for Alliant International University. He scored 72 points. And I remember when it happened because it was 1991. And he passed Pistol Pete Maravich, right, who scored 69 points. And Pistol Pete, okay, Pistol Pete passed Calvin Murphy, who scored 68 points. Sounds like crazy numbers. Did you know? So if anybody's playing in college basketball and they scored 73 points, we will say they've scored more points than anybody in college basketball history. There's a guy named Clarence Bevo Francis. I can't make this up. He scored 113 points for Rio Grande, taking on Hillsdale. Rio Grande, by the way, now is a Division I program. It was back in 1954. Why don't we talk about it? Because it's a lower, different level of competition than men's Division I basketball.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Let's get to what the Fox said.
And now.
What does the Fox say?
Here's Dan Patrick on the Denver Broncos.
We're not surprised. We thought this was going to happen. The question is, was when it was going to happen and where Russ is going to be headed. And this is sort of like declaring bankruptcy. You know, you tried something, didn't work, the business didn't work, and now you declare bankruptcy of sorts and you send Russ packing. Sean Payton didn't want Russell Wilson. But, you know, I start to look at this organization. You brought in Nathaniel Hackett. You made a trade for Russell Wilson. I mean, that has been devastating when you think about this. And now Sean is in. Now Sean Payton's on the clock. Now it starts. It's like tick, 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 tick. Here we go. Okay, Sean, who do you want? And I'm looking at the Denver Post. They have a couple of options here. How about Bo Nix, Oregon? How about Michael Penix Jr. III from Washington? J.J. McCarthy from Michigan? Every mock draft has J.J. McCarthy going to Denver.
I think we're reading into this. And look, Dan's been doing this a long time, okay? Truly been doing this a long time. So, and he knows a lot more than he lets on, right? In terms of sources and understanding of what's really going on behind the play. Sean Payton didn't want him. Didn't. Okay. So I'm sure a lot of this stuff becomes confirmation bias, right? That you didn't want him and you didn't want him. And then you coached him for a while. And then you came to the conclusion that you didn't want him and you were right all along. I get it. But the reality is, as much as we could say Denver's been a dysfunction and a mess and trying to figure it out, and this year they're probably going to go with some low price option to be quarterback, and maybe that bodes not well for them in a division where you're going to have Justin Herbert. I think the Raiders will be better. And then the Chiefs are defending champions with arguably the best quarterback we've ever seen and the most successful quarterback we've ever seen. Like, that doesn't feel like an immediately good game plan. On the other hand, if you hired Sean Payton And he's a guy who's a quarterback expert, an offensive guru, and he doesn't think that guy's good enough. Well, then I think you got to take him at his word. And, oh, yeah, by the way, if Russell Wilson was viewed by anybody else in the league as being at the level that the contract said or even close to, like, there'd be a frenzy. I think he's got very limited options. So what Dan's talking about is, and I think we make this mistake as broadcasters and fans all the time, is we talk about if it was a blank slate. It wasn't a blank slate. You had Russell Wilson. It doesn't appear like he is a championship caliber quarterback. And they couldn't make it work. And they think the best path for long-term success and maybe short-term success is to part company with him. And, you know, part of trying to understand, especially in sports, what somebody's value is what's their actual value on the open market? We'll know. If Russell Wilson has great demand, we'll know. And if not, it'll be confirmation for everything Sean Payton has seen. And I honestly, a little bit of this is a lot like Colin Kaepernick's last year with the Niners. His last year with the Niners, they were terrible. And people always call back on, well, the stats weren't that bad. Again, if people thought that Colin Kaepernick was able to be quarterback in the NFL, do you know what he would be doing? He'd be quarterback in the NFL. It's a reality to it. Here's Keyshawn Johnson talking about Jaden Daniels.
If you take J.J. McCarthy over Jaden Daniels, you're going to get fired in 2 years. Mm. I promise you that. You're going to get fired. What have you seen that would make you think that this kid is a first-round pick at the quarterback position? Okay. In the National Football League, they're not looking for your college record. That would be great. You know, Josh Allen at Wyoming, that nothing. He was garbage compared to what some other quarterbacks record-wise was in college football. But every year, we talk about Josh Allen at the beginning of the season as a potential MVP candidate. I understand he won a national title. There's a lot of quarterbacks that won the national title. They ain't getting drafted as no first-round picks, especially in front of no Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels is, right now, there's many people talking about Jaden Daniels being the number one overall pick in front of Caleb Williams. So are you trying to tell me that J.J. McCarthy is better than Caleb Williams now? Because if Jaden Daniels in some minds is better than him or gives them a better hope or whatever you want to call it, so then that means that J.J. McCarthy must get ready to leapfrog both of them and become the first quarterback off the board. Not going to happen, Skip. Not at all.
I think Keyshawn is right on line here. And what he's saying is in line with what we believe as well. What he's saying is what we believe as well. Yesterday we talked about this, guys. I think J.J. McCarthy has a chance to be a good quarterback in the NFL. But if he was a top 10 first-round draft pick quarterback, why didn't they let him throw the ball in the second half against Penn State? I understand it was smart and to win the game and all those other things, but I also would tell you that at least a portion of it is there's got to be some limitations there. So, J.J., and again, and where you're drafted doesn't necessarily, it doesn't mean, you know, where you're going to end up. But I can't say that I've seen it. And I'm sure the offense has some limiting factors. And the fact that they were dominant running the football has some limiting factors. And the fact that they are smart to play to their defense has some statistically limiting factors. But I would also say that outside of Jim Harbaugh saying great things about him, I don't remember anyone going, hey, that guy, elite pro quarterback. And being drafted in the top 10 of the NFL draft signifies you're an elite pro quarterback. Here's Colin Cowherd talking about the Lakers.
Last night, again, D'Lo was excellent. Why? Because they didn't put a body on him. OKC doesn't do that enough. And Austin Reeves was excellent. Didn't put enough bodies on him. And so what happens? Lakers hammer a young, gifted, talented team in the West because D'Angelo Russell plays like a number three. So depth, smart GM, young players who can score and hit jumpers does not win in the playoffs. It's not going to. OKC's fun. Great story. But and did you notice how the Lakers played? If you watch this game, did you watch how the Lakers, after the first quarter, started playing defense? Really physical, very tenacious, very aggressive, because the Lakers, Darvin Ham calls a timeout and says, guys, we know how to beat this team. You bully them. You got to get physical with them. You got to create contact. You got to intimidate. So I thought last night, to me, I thought the Denver loss was about as good a loss as the Lakers could have. And I thought last night is why the Lakers are a threat to get to the Western Conference Finals. It's not about having the deepest roster. Lakers don't. It's not about having the most shooters. Lakers clearly don't. But they match up with Minnesota. They match up with Boston. They match up with the best teams, Denver, in the league because of their physicality, their size, and their two best players, to me, are the second or third best duo in the league behind Jokic and Jamal Murray.
I think last night was a lot more about the Thunder than it was about the Lakers. A lot more about the Thunder than it is the Lakers. That's the reality of it. That the Thunder, their success in the regular season is great, but in the playoffs, like, are you really going to be able to get away with this amount of youth? And can the playoffs are just a lot more physical. A lot. So I just, you know, I understand how we want so badly for the Lakers to get to the Western Conference Finals because it's good for the league and LeBron being involved. But the reality is, like, even Colin should know this. You got to be able to beat a team four times in seven. And the Thunder are a good matchup for them right now just because they're young and haven't done it and haven't seen that level of physicality. That's what the Fox said.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Let's find out who or what's annoying Jason Stewart.
And now, it's your annoying.
Hey, Doug, what's Arch Manning's deal? He opted out of the college football game for EA. Most everybody, I think they announced like 10,000 people, kids did it in the first like week.
Yep.
He opted out. That seems annoying to me. And I guess he's hearing about it on the message boards, which if his whole reasoning was, I don't want to draw attention to this and I want to focus on football, it seems like he's drawing more attention to himself opting out.
It's a hard one, right? Because what do you rate Archie Manning when he hasn't played a snap at Texas, right? Do you give him the Bronny James treatment where you massively overrate him? I also think he has, honestly, probably more NIL value than $600. So there's a little bit of the money calculation to it. But yeah, it's annoying that you're like the only guy, you know. And by the way, you know, for people, we want to do the math, 10,000 kids sign up for it. That's $6 million that they're already spending to just write their name on the back of a jersey.
Anthony Edwards, one of the biggest stars in the NBA, was late to the game last night. And I'm fascinated because they haven't offered up a reason. Anthony Edwards says that he lost track of time. I want to know what the reason is. I'm fascinated by a young NBA player's lifestyle and what he could have possibly been doing to be late for a game.
Was it the game early?
No. Same time every night, right?
Seven o'clock? 7 o'clock and he was late?
Late for the game.
Like he was literally late to the game or late for like shoot around? Like
he did
shooting
not start.
That's unbelievable. I don't know. That's annoying. That's fascinating. I'm not mad. I'm impressed.
Lost track of time.
Happens to the best of us.
Why are we doing this? Why do I? Because we can.
Doug, RG3 was on ESPN today. He said this on live TV.
I think the bottom line is when you bring in a quarterback of that caliber and you cater it to him, you have to fully cater it to him, not put him in an offense with a first-time head coach, a first-time play caller, a first-time GM, and a young team, and expect him to make chicken out of chicken shit. That's the bottom line.
RG jumped to chicken shit? Who is he talking about, by the way?
Russ Wilson, yeah.
Yeah. Going where? Like, he's, of course, he's still like Russell Wilson can really still play, right? Because people ask him, tell him he looks like he could still play. Yeah, that's funny.
Well, his point was that you put him with a first-year GM and first-year head coach, and it was chicken shit, you know?
Okay, then he was with a longtime head coach, and it was bad too. So, not really sure what the point is. But, why can we play the chicken shit for you? Because we can.
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
It's time for the pick of the day.
Hey there, pick of the day. Hey, Jay Stu, did you see how the pick of the day went yesterday? Like, look, I got to start getting promos on this shit. Right? It's crazy how many we've hit on this. Texas taking on Baylor, right? I like Baylor big, but the big pick of the day was Duke on the road, 6-point favorites against NC State. And I said, I love this one for Duke. Don't have to get on a plane. I've seen NC State. I personally thought the over-under was about right. It ended up hitting the under. But the bigger thing was 6 points. I loved Duke on the road. And I was right. Like, this is not a tout service. This is just me trying to help you guys out. And I think I missed once in the last 2 weeks. Once in the last 2 weeks. So let's get to tonight. A couple of really big games, interesting games. And I'm going to stay away, okay? I'm going to stay away from the Purdue-Illinois game or even the Florida-Alabama game. Instead, I'm going to get to San Diego State taking on UNLV. Now, UNLV has been really good at home, really good at home. They beat Colorado State, okay? They beat Wyoming. They beat Fresno at home. They beat Air Force at home. They lost to Utah State. If you watch that game, probably should have won it. Beat New Mexico at home. So it's not like, and the Mountain West Conference has an unbalanced schedule. It's not like, hey man, they haven't beaten people. They beat New Mexico at New Mexico, and San Diego State comes in, okay, at 22-7. San Diego State, they've actually lost two of their last six games, both road games, at Nevada, at Utah State. Now they take on UNLV. They played the Rebs earlier this year, well earlier this year, in January, 1-11. They're 2-point favorites. But I like San Diego State to win this game. And 2, to me, is like a pick'em. And in a pick'em, I'm going to take the Aztecs. Give me the Aztecs on the road. That's my pick of the day. All right, that's it for the In the Bonus podcast. A reminder, tell your friends about this thing. It's good, isn't it? I mean, Jay Stu tells me it's good. So he's usually a guy who hates everything, right? I'm Doug Gottlieb.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.